Good morning, world. Good morning, Wisconsin. It's a new day, and welcome to WFHR's Morning Show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the week, everybody. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, our co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Marvin Gaye. It's new intro music. It's good fun. It's fun.
Good way to start the day, man.
And a better way is with our good friend, Brittany Marlowe, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. It's so pretty out there today. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful one. Doing good here. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was fantastic. I actually snuck up north. I got to do some kayaking on a river that had some like whitewater rapids and stuff.
Smacking
into the rocks, having a blast.
Nice. Glad you're okay. I've always wanted to do that. I was living vicariously through you as you were saying all that. I've always wanted to try that. That seems like a lot of fun. Good on you. Way to take advantage of the nice weather, Brittany. Of course, we are looking forward to this week ahead. Got some interesting temperatures coming up.
Yes, we do. So we're actually going to be feeling like summer again, kind of like yesterday, back to the low 80s today. Beautiful sunshine out there. Nothing but mugginess and all the humidity should hold off until at least Wednesday. So pretty decent, nice summery temperatures. We do have a chance for a few spotty showers or storms, maybe between 3 to 4. But they're going to be so rare and only a few of us are going to see that. It's going to be one of those kind of afternoons.
Nice.
But most of us staying dry and beautiful and warm, which is, you have to think about, we're already in the middle of August. So these days are going to be a little less likely. So enjoy it while we have it.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you. You have a great day.
You too, thanks.
Best in the business, our good friend Brittany Marlowe joining us every morning right in this time slot. We got good things lined up for you, everybody. We're going to go over the Olympics one more time, wrap things up as we get ready for 2028. I will start the coverage of the Winter Olympics.
I was going to say, already? Oh, my gosh.
I'm joking. Well, we will get into that. If you don't know already about these phone tips, we got some for you from AARP.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Should be interesting. Scientists have developed bandages that heal faster. Want to touch on that one? That should be a fun one, as well as, of course, some other good stuff to kick things around this 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour going to kick off the way it should every Monday with the kitchens open.
Yeah.
Got a great one for you lined up. We're looking forward to it. After that, we'll get into a little bit of entertainment news and, of course, touch on some local theater going on, some local other theater, not only theater, but auditions going on. Got auditions going on
this week.
Got a show going on this week in our area. We're going to talk about all of that. And we'll get into some That Ain't Right stuff and good stories of the day. Plenty more for you. You guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, good.
Weekend?
Yeah, I know.
You didn't have a weekend?
Dear God, do I hear you, Melissa?
No, that's not true. Yesterday, I really took it pretty chill.
Nice.
I slept in. I had a nice phone conversation with a friend. I did work some. I did work yesterday.
I did,
and
too.
Actually, I worked on Saturday, too. Come to think of it.
No days off for you.
But I did. I relaxed. I made a really good dinner.
Oh,
I made the best tofu I have ever eaten.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And that's not the topic of the kitchen's open today.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome, Seth.
I love the fact it's just whatever she's doing this week in the kitchen.
I did.
You know?
I like the idea of that.
Let's do this for the show.
Well, that's kind of what I do, guys. Kind of what I do.
When I got some toast over here. We haven't talked about toast before. toast is great. We also have something else great lined up this week. And I was hoping you guys had a good weekend, Seth. You enjoyed your semi-break there and everything.
Yeah.
Because we got a busy week ahead.
Oh, boy, do we.
Not only is tomorrow, of course, the primary here throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be focusing on that. Yep. Our news team is going to be hard at work throughout the whole day tomorrow.
Yes,
so.
We will have live updates tomorrow starting, I believe it, I want to say 8 p.m. when the polls close.
Right.
We will be giving live updates across as poll results come in on those, the primary races.
Mm-hmm.
They're most of them are, you know, the assembly and the
Senate.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Words are hard.
It's not even 9 o'clock. It's okay.
I need more rest before tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coffee. Where's my coffee?
Speaking of rest, that's part of the reason why we wanted you to have Wednesday morning, not off.
Right. Exactly.
Not off, because of course you have plenty of other things on your plate.
I will be here, guys. Whether you want me or not, I'll be here.
We know it's going to be a late night for you and everything. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that.
Thank you for looking out for me there.
We are really appreciative of the coverage that you do. All of our news team does. We've got the best news team in the state, and I'm proud of them. And we're proud of the work that they do. So we'll be covering that tomorrow for you, of course. Encourage you to get out there and vote. Mm-hmm. Be informed. Go to myvote.wi.gov. I was just about to give the city's website. Go to myvote.wi.gov to find out if you are registered, where you need to go to vote. Maybe even look over the ballot and what's on there. There's going to be some questions on there you might want to look over and research before you get there.
I think I brought those. You guys, for once in my life, I am grateful to have gotten mailings.
No.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes. Okay. Oh. Yes. No, I should go get them. But they were actually very informative about the referendum questions.
Very cool.
And I was grateful to get them because they outline why you need to vote no on these. If you, when emergencies happen, we need to get the funds to the people who need them quickly. Mm-hmm, I don't know if you noticed, boys, but our legislature does not move very fast.
That's correct.
And they have a tendency to sit on money.
Mm-hmm.
Money that is for us, mm-hmm. the people in this state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I don't want them to have control over that. Because when floodwaters take out a road, when the natural disaster strikes and happens, we need those funds right away.
Right.
And it feels petty. It feels like a very petty, like, we didn't like this, so we're going to try to create a whole law about it.
Yeah.
But that law was enacted when there was a Republican sitting in the governor's office. Mm-hmm. So it worked fine then.
Yeah, but now not so much, right?
There's a lot of lessons that need to be learned about politics with almost every American I meet. Almost every single one. We have to remember that this whole thing, this politics, is not about winning and losing.
Right.
And sometimes you don't win because that's what the American people want. It's not about you and your party. It's not even about me or any of us or anything like that. It is about us as a collective.
And that's the thing I really appreciated about those mailings, because it wasn't one party or the other. It was talking about the issues.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the difference. That's what we need to get back to. Right. We need to focus on the issues.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if our politicians aren't focusing on the issues, then what are they doing?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
question.
Some are just trying to collect a buck. Some are trying to stay out of jail.
depends on who you are.
We have something really fun lined up this week that we've been working behind the scenes on for a long time, everybody. This Wednesday from noon to 6, join us here at our home, right in our parking lot, for the WFHR WIRI Parking Lot Party.
Yeah.
Woo! We are going to be so excited for this. We actually are kind of like reserving a little bit of energy for this Wednesday and everything, because we got a lot to do.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Did you get the memo on that? No, I did not.
We were supposed
Didn't
to do
you
that.
See me mowing the parking lot?
I did, actually.
It was a great video. God, that was a great
Pam
video.
Pam did such a great job videoing it, too. She's like, I can't see you, but I think I got it.
I watched that thing 10 times, at least 10 times. We're gonna take good care of you for this event. Not only is this a family event and where we encourage you to come on down, bring the kids down and everything sometime between noon and 6, we're going to have fun activities here for the kids. We'll have our friends from Edge VR. We're going to have different jobs open for the kids to try.
They can try being a news reporter, a morning show host. They're going to take over for James. A music yes. DJ. They're going to take over for Laura or Seth.
Mm-hmm.
A sports broadcaster. They can take over for Randy or
Mike. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to give you an opportunity to craft your own little script, record it. I'm going to show you how I do my editing. We're going to load it onto a USB drive that you get to take home with you to show your family and friends.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
It is.
That's just
one of
the cooler
things. I hope those USB drives arrive today, because they're supposed to.
We know who will be here. Our friends from El Taco Social Food Truck.
Yeah.
We're going to take care of you. We got your food covered, so there's going to be...
Well,
that'll be
we're
down
not here. Covering it. You have to pay for your own.
Right,
the
right.
truck will be here. Bring cash. I do think they take cards as well. So.
Bring your hunger, in other words.
Bring your hunger and your monies.
Yeah,
it's a very fair point. And Seth, we're going to do, this isn't just here at WFHR, of course, on WIRI, we're going to be doing something fun too.
You've got a playlist. We have people sending in requests throughout the weeks, or week, however mm-hmm. long it was. And we're going to be playing all kinds of different stuff, I guess, on WIRI, because we got lots of interesting requests from people. So it'll be a lot of fun. We'll see what
you'll have to tune in to, soundtrack. Yeah,
that's right. And you'll have to tune in to see what special stuff we got.
And we're playing it in the parking lot too, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
We got to set our sound system up. We're going to be partying in the parking lot.
We're looking forward to that. We are also looking forward to not only you getting a chance to take some pictures with Agatha. We'll have mm-hmm. Agatha down here.
Yeah, from noon to two, I believe.
I'll be live from 4 to 6. We've got some guests that I'm working on trying to bring on. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I will drag some of our staff that isn't too busy on the air with me.
That's right.
But we're going to have some fun. We might bring some of you on the air with us.
Absolutely. Who knows?
We'll see. Ooh, you never know.
And some of those kid recordings that we do, we're going to have to play some of those too.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Well, and also, we have hey, I can do it, man. I do it every morning. Come on. VFW Post 2534 is going to be here with a table with information for everybody. We're going to have two people from Wood County, two different departments from the Wood County Health Department are going to be here. The WIC and then another one, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting.
But they'll be here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have lots of community organizations. And if you bring a donation for one of our community organizations, whether it's school supply, whether it's a food donation or a personal hygiene item, we're going to get those to the organizations that need them here in our community. And you're going to be entered to win a door prize.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your own door opens both ways.
I'm very excited about this. Yep. It comes with its own knob.
It's not a door, you guys.
Really?
Stop being literal.
I really thought we were going to just give away a door.
We have a pallet.
I could use a new door.
We have a pallet in the back. We do have a pallet, but that's about the only large item.
But we do encourage you to bring a donation for a food pantry, for our local food pantry, school supply drive, or Humane Society. You'll be entered not only win that door prize, but you're going to feel even better at this party mm-hmm. after doing something like that. And what all of this is building to, at 3 o'clock, hula hoop competition.
Yes.
Oh, is that at 3? We have a time now.
We have a time.
Okay.
It's happening at 3.
Nice.
I pulled my hula hoops out this weekend. You know, they've been around for a long time. Just want to point that out. And it's possible that some of the water may have been, not evaporating isn't the right word. So there may be just a little bit of duct tape work that needs to get done, but they will be here.
Vintage.
I can't wait.
Vintage.
You know, they're about 15 years old.
Vintage is such
at this
a great
point,
word.
So.
Vintage is so versatile. It's
you can get
word.
Away with so much with vintage. Yes.
But these are heavy duty hula hoops. I'm not lying.
Oh, no, I believe you. The weighted ones.
They are the weighted ones. Well, though, some less weight with less water. But you know what?
Maybe that'll help James.
Figure that out.
Maybe that'll help him out.
Meet us here noon to 6 this Wednesday, everybody. Stop by anytime. Stay by the whole time. Anything you'd like, we'd love to have you here.
Bring your artistic skills. We're going to have sidewalk chalk. We want the whole parking lot decorated. We are blocking off the entrances. You're not going to be able to park in our parking lot, so you need to plan to park down on 17th. The bread and butter store has very generously offered to allow us to park against the street, not in front of the store. Don't block the store. But the spots that are like directly across from us, they have generously offered to let us use those.
Very nice.
Just don't block their store, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you can, drop off the people who can't walk. You can run down and park down on 17th and walk back, or down at the zoo. They're also offering parking down at the zoo. And we're going to have zoo animals here, guys.
Yeah. Yes. Very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And more on this as we get closer to Wednesday, everybody.
We're not talking about this all hour. I could totally go
we
on
could,
and on.
We I could tell.
Because there's something else I'm forgetting to tell you that I didn't.
Keep on listening. We got 2 hours of show.
Yeah, it'll come to her. It'll come to her.
It will. I'm going to go get my notes.
And I do want, and actually that does give me a chance to not only highlight our whole team, everybody that did such a great job behind the scenes to work on this, but specifically you, Melissa. Nice work taking the lead on this and all the good work that you did on it. We appreciate
all of the hard work everybody else is putting in too. James, by the way, you need to contact your people and tell them about the parking.
Yeah.
Wait, James has people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I wish one of them... so we had a great wrapping up of the opening ceremonies yesterday. Some got to see it earlier in the day. Some might have watched it later. The anthem was sung as a crossover to the Summer Olympics moving to the United States in 2028.
Oh, right.
Tom Cruise came, dropped down, did a stunt and everything. and it was a little... Like, it wasn't anything that I've done, so I can't True. Talk trash about it. But at the same time, Tom Cruise has done something to himself because of his action movies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because in some of the stunts he has actually done, especially at this age, his expectation, the bar, is almost too high. It's too high for even him to reach.
Well, he's no Jackie Chan.
So no, he's not. No, it never will be.
No.
So him jumping down and doing that on the zip line was really cool.
Sure.
It was also like... It really was. It was impressive.
What? No motorcycle? Come on.
But yes, he was not being shot at. He didn't jump out of a building and jump in and catch a rope and swing down, and, yeah. you know, or anything. I mean, it's kind of his own fault as an action star.
Mr. Cruise, we are disappointed.
I mean,
we are disappointed.
Well done. Still. I'm more impressed by his hair at his age.
Man,
he's got great hair.
That is
great
impressive.
Hair.
Yeah.
But what was even more impressive than all of that was the artist her. Now she has been kind of building her name. And her reputation over the last 4 or 5 years, she was well known in a lot of as a background musician, as a guitar player. She's one of the more appreciated and sought after guitar players. People didn't realize what a great voice she has, so she's been able to do that a little bit more. She just recently did our Star Spangled Banner, but just on guitar. To wrap up the ceremonies, she sang. And I this is one of those times where it's just me speaking for James here, everybody, not anybody else, not Civic Media, not WFHR or anything like that. I have noticed over the last handful of years that our flag, our Star Spangled Banner, some of these things have been appropriated by by some. When I'd like to remind everybody, this is all of our national anthem. That flag is all of ours.
Yes.
It represents us, not any one individual, represents all of us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I look forward to us getting more and more back to that type of world where I see the American flag and I don't think of a political party or anything like that. I don't think of anything but freedom. I don't think of anything but my fellow Americans.
About
our country. I thought she did a beautiful job with this. It's about 2 minutes, so I'm going to cut into our show a little bit just to play this for everybody in its entirety, and we'll go right to commercial break, come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club here on The Morning Show. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself when they open their doors tomorrow, everybody. Whoop,
whoop. They're back
tomorrow.
Woo. That's right.
They're opening their doors at 7. Meet them over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Put them to work. They're going to be happy to
refreshed,
be back.
Refreshed, ready to go after their vacation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, join our friends over there at El Cafe. Find out more about them as well, everybody. You can go to their website, elcafewi.com. That's elcafewi.com. They got their menu and a bunch of other stuff on there. And, of course, like them on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date and all the cool things they are doing over there. We say a good morning to our friends over at El Cafe. Remember, they're closed until tomorrow, so keep that in mind, everybody. We want to do some celebrating, and we can do that by getting your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, email us individually, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. We encourage you to do that. Just type in your search bar, WFHR or WIRI, and boom, just like that, you can get in touch with us.
Boom.
And of course, there is calling up.
Yeah, 715-424-2600. There seemed to be an echo.
Echo.
In here.
It sounds really weird and funky,
it
too.
It does. That's not how my voice sounds. That try better.
I actually really like that. That was really good, actually. I need a 1 through 4. Let's see. I got Mel tomorrow. So, Seth, you give me a 1 through 4.
Okay. 3.
Three it is. And that gives us that qualifier so we can get right into that celebrating. And first up, want to wish happy birthday to Gary and Crow.
Gary. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish happy birthday also to Sarah Foxvog.
Ooh. Sarah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Cool last name, by the way.
Very cool last name. Enjoy your day, Sarah. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a great big happy birthday to Violet Dion.
Oh,
happy
Violet.
Happy birthday, Violet.
Yeah, happy
enjoy
birthday.
Your day, Vi. Hope it's a good one for you. I love the name Violet. That's such a great one. Name.
Yeah.
And to our qualifiers, happy 57th anniversary to Ron and Jenny Stowell.
Ron and Jenny, happy anniversary. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wishing you guys the best of days. Hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy your day. And thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We take a look at our celebrity list. One of the better young actors in the game today, Lakeith Stanfield, is 33. Darius on Atlanta, one of the most underrated shows I've ever seen. Jimmy Lee in Selma, he was Snoop in Straight Outta Compton. He was the star of Judas and the Black Messiah. Just an incredible movie, one of the more incredible performances I've seen in the last 10 years. Really big fan of his. Great actor. Knives Out, he was in that too. Had a bit role in that one recently.
I still want to see that one.
That was really good. I didn't see the second one, The Glass Onion. I haven't seen that one. But the first one was a throwback to me of the old kind of like detective shows and movies and everything. I thought it was very suspenseful. And it was one of those ones where the acting was just unparalleled. Incredible performances by every single actor in that movie. Shout out to Chris Evans. Just does such a sneaky good job when you give him, you know, when he doesn't have to carry everything, he can carry a movie. But when he gets a chance to work and just be kind of a side character, man, you can really see that guy excel. A wonderful actress. Maggie Lawson is 44.
Oh, yeah.
Jules on Psych.
Oh, yeah.
Good actor.
She was so good on that show.
She was almost too good. Her and what's his name got together for a while there, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
No, they were great chemistry on that show. Casey Affleck is 49. Some people believe Ben's more talented a brother. I don't know if I disagree with that or not. I mean, he's really good. He's a very good actor. Some great work in his career. He won an Oscar for Manchester by the Sea. He was also in Gone, Baby Gone, Ocean's 11, Good Will Hunting. He was the star of The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, a great movie that really put him on the mark.
He was also an Oppenheimer.
That's right.
He was?
Did a great job in that.
It's on his IMDb page. Anyway.
Well, then it must be true.
Right?
Pete Sampras is 53, tennis star.
Oh, yeah.
Superstar, I should say.
He was great.
Sir Mix-a-Lot is 61 today. Interesting. Didn't see that coming.
Oh, baby got back.
That's a good one right there.
He used to sing that song at karaoke.
Oh, I could see that being good. I could see that being a good karaoke song.
That's a good karaoke song.
And we wish a happy birthday to 85th birthday to George Hamilton and a happy 40th birthday to his tan.
Wow, I didn't know he was still alive, but that's cool. That's great.
Zorro and Love at First Bite, some classic 80s movies, George Hamilton. But one thing I really do appreciate about George Hamilton, always could make fun of himself.
Yes.
Very self-deprecating. And you know, I admired that. You didn't see a lot of that growing up and everything.
Especially when he's more known for that than his actual acting skill, which can I can see how that would rub an actor the wrong way, but he plays along. He's okay with that.
He was in The Godfather Part 3.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that.
It's not surprising. I forgot he was, but it's not surprising considering that movie. Then we have some people no longer with us, so we got to celebrate a couple of these over on the Sunrise Show. Join us from 7 to 8 Monday through Friday on Wiz Country 105.5. We celebrated country legend Porter Wagoner, born on this day in 1927. Mr. Grand Old Opry, as they called him. And Buck Owens, born on this day in 1929, creator of the Bakersfield Sound.
That's right. They're gonna put me in the movies.
Nicely done. What are the odds of those two sharing a birthday?
That's crazy.
Cool.
That's
crazy. And we also would wish a happy birthday to Cecil B. DeMille, born on this day in 1881, passed away in 1959, The Ten Commandments, some other great performances. Cecil's work is so legendary that it is one of the greatest honors you can receive, getting the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Yes, that's right.
Lifetime Achievement Award. We need to bring back, Cecil.
Oh,
Cecil.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
Great name. One more time, wishing everybody out there that's celebrating a happy birthday or anniversary.
Yes.
Enjoy your day, everyone, and keep celebrating with us here at WFHR and our great friends over at El Cafe. Keep in mind, they're closed one more day, but they'll be back open tomorrow. Join them right as they open their doors at 7 at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be taking time out. We'll come back after checking in with our partners and our news and sports break. We'll have more morning show for you here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Monday. Thanks for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Get into the Olympics one more time. until a couple of years from now when the Winter Olympics come up.
And you've got Alyssa doing it now.
Yes, it's so catching. It is. And man, we had a reason to be chanting that. And if your voices are sore today, it's understandable, everybody. As the Olympics are done and Team USA prevailed, the US and China ended up tied for 40 golds each.
Woo-hoo!
But we won the overall medal count 126 to 91.
Wow, cool.
Won it running away. We had more silvers and bronze medals than anyone else as well. We could end up with one less more. Gymnast Jordan Chiles got stripped of her bronze medal, but she is appealing it. We'll see what happens with that. But that won't affect the overall scores of the games.
No.
We added seven more golds on Saturday and Sunday. Women's soccer team beat Brazil 1-0 to grab the first gold in 12 years. Mm-hmm. A shout-out to those ladies.
Shout-out to Dansby Swanson's wife, who scored the only goal, by the way, which is so cool.
they were living that up, too.
Yeah, that was great.
What is so cool about this, too, is how so many people like pulled ties from that and everything.
Yeah, it's neat.
It was neat. It was a great victory. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry almost alone won us the gold in men's basketball.
Yeah.
He waited to have his best moment right then and there.
Of course he did.
I don't think we talk about it enough. He is not the overall, but he is going to go down as one of the greatest players of all time. Not just the greatest shooter of all time, but one of the greatest players.
I agree.
This is his first gold, and you could tell.
Oh.
I love that.
Yeah.
A guy who literally has nothing left to prove in his career and going out there. And he did this in the NBA Finals, too. A lot of people were saying, well, Steph's done everything, but he's never been a Finals MVP. And then he just was a Finals MVP in their last. And now he won himself a gold.
Now he won a gold medal. I mean, come on.
The final gold count, Team USA 40, China 40, Japan 20, Australia 18, and host country France finished in fifth place with 16. Nice representation by them.
Hey, how are you not going to mention the women's basketball team?
Got it right here.
Okay. All right. Good.
America's women team crushed it as well, including not only women winning in soccer for the first time in quite a while, but continuing our run in women's basketball.
Good.
And it's a heck of a run.
And they beat France.
Yep. Yeah. Which is quite interesting. The men and women had the same final.
Yeah, that's true.
It was USA against France. That was quite interesting. And not for nothing, as we've seen on the men's side, the rest of the world is catching up. That's happening on the women's side, too, and it's pretty darn cool to see.
It is cool.
A shout-out to women's athletics and the rise of that over the last couple of years. That is not going away. That is not a fad, everybody. That is not only people... I can tell you why it's not going away, in part, because people have always watched women's athletics. Mm-hmm. The advertisers are starting to pay attention. Mm-hmm. I should say men are starting to pay attention to that. Right. But more to the point, not only going away, but as businesses notice this, advertisers notice this, so they're putting money into it too. So that's pretty cool.
Man, basketball has come a long way since 1992.
Yeah.
It has come a long way.
Really has. Americans women crushed it again this year, winning 54% of the medals.
Wow.
Men snagged 41%, 5% came from mixed events. Our female athletes also won twice as many golds, women 26, men 13, and our male and female swimmers teamed up to win and the mixed 400 by 100 meter relay. So that was kind of cool, too, to see. 14 of our golds came in track and field this year, yes. Then swimming 8, cycling 3, gymnastics 3, China's best events were diving, shooting, and table tennis. So that's a wrap for the Summer Games. The Winter Games are in Italy in 2026. Los Angeles will host the Summer Olympics in 2028. To begin our Winter Olympic coverage, join us for Playmakers today. No, I'm joking. But do join us for Playmakers today. Do join us for Playmakers today.
I love that.
I'm already excited about the Winter Games. They're in Italy. Oh, woo-hoo! They're in Italy.
I remember the last time they were in Italy. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great place to have them.
It's going to be really cool. And how cool is it that we are going to be having, well, us and the other North American countries are going to be hosting the World Cup. Mm-hmm. And we'll be leading from that right into the Summer Games coming up shortly after that, a couple years later. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool. Yes.
It's going to be very exciting. And the closing ceremony ended with a handoff from Paris to Los Angeles, where the 2028 Games will be held. The Olympic flag was handed from L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, who was accompanied by Simone Biles. And then, of course, after Tom Cruise stepped down and all that and everything... And,
Because, you know, we have to have Tom Cruise there for some reason. But anyway, yes. You know,
there were a lot of celebrities
That's true.
And I will give him, not him, just him credit, a bunch of people credit, because this is us. This is, if we're going to be having the games in Hollywood, you know, you got to have a star come down
and
do it.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Tom Cruise doesn't do these kind of things very often, though. He a long time ago, once he stopped working with major movie studios, he stopped being their puppet. And he does not just go out there for anything. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to say about Tom Cruise, man, there is plenty we can say about him off the field.
Oh, boy.
He is one of those guys that he takes his name seriously and doesn't want to just attach it to anything. Seth and I think we covered one of these topics once where he will not have an action figure of himself.
Right.
In part because it'd be almost as tall as him.
It was a joke.
Come on.
Good burn.
It's noteworthy that he does something like that, I think. It's pretty cool. And he didn't just show up. Like, this was his, not surprising to anybody, this was his idea to come flying down and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a wonderful ceremony. It was cool to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers out there with the closing, as in, you know, past Olympics, a relay with the flag on a bicycle, on foot, and a skateboard, until it ended up at Beachside Stage where the Chili Peppers were playing. I didn't get to see a lot of that, but I did see a little Billie Eilish's performance.
Wow.
She is incredible.
Yeah, she is something else.
Like, I saw her perform live at the Oscars, and I was blown away by that. But it's something about being in a live atmosphere like that, where you are in another country and all these other things going on and all these other factors, and she's up there, nothing stopping her. Like, she is going to do her thing.
Yep.
And I would think that in that atmosphere where you're out in nature and all those other elements are going on and everything, that a voice like hers, well, might be hard to hear. Mm-hmm. She's got one of those very unique, almost like a ghost-like voice and everything.
Haunting.
No trouble at all. No trouble at all. That young lady can sing. Man, it was a really cool performance. I was really glad I caught it. And that is going to be a wrap for the games. I am going to go ahead and
he's going to hibernate now, I think.
Yep. I will see you guys all in a little bit. 2026. We'll be back with more show on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back to the show. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll take you right to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, 9 o'clock hour is going to kick off the way we like it to on Mondays with the kitchens open.
Woohoo!
Looking forward to today's segment. It's going to be a great one. I'll have some entertainment news for you after that. Some good stories of the day. We'll get into our schedule. Plenty more to talk about. But I want to get to this one right here, and I think this is a pretty good one, everybody. AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, sent down an email on 19 things you didn't know your smartphone could do.
Hey.
And if you didn't already know your phone had these, we're going to get them. We're going to let you know about them.
All right. Let's do it.
So, like, a lot of people don't realize that I think that people may know that they have a flashlight on their phone, especially when it goes on when they don't know, then they don't want it to. But I think it's a reminder to everybody about your flashlight and how easily it is, because I don't know about anybody else, but I've had at least off the top of my head 2 to 3 times where I'm working on my engine or something like that, and I need a flashlight, and I run to the garage, and I'm looking around for my flashlight or something like that, and I get back to the car.
Oh, wait, I have one in my pocket.
There's my phone right there waiting for me.
Man, I got to tell you, when camping this weekend, and I didn't, you know, have a regular flashlight, but now phones, I don't know if you guys knew this, that sometimes she's got to give it a couple of shakes.
Whoa.
And blind me.
And blind Melissa.
That
I didn't mean to do
rude.
That. I was trying to do that. And then the same thing. Shake it off.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, is that cool?
Some of them. I turn that off on mine because I end up turning my flashlight on when I don't want it to be on.
That's pretty cool, though.
And I think that actually now turns my camera on for some reason. It did the opposite.
Well, maybe you can learn how to turn that off now.
Some very funky pictures there. I have so many times that's happened to me on my phone when I first got a cell phone, where I was just moving my phone to my pocket, and it takes some weird snapshot of me, like, you know, just in a weird position.
It's a great shot of feet.
Yeah. Inside my pocket. The weather is on there, of course. And most apps come with just a standard weather app or some of those things. Mm-hmm. But there are... I've done this before. I did this way back in the day, where I wanted to find the best weather app, and I tested all these, and I said, which one's more accurate and everything. They're all amazing. They're all amazing nowadays. A calculator.
Yes.
And this is, again, a reminder, because you can perform basic math functions when holding the phone vertically, rotate the phone on its side or whatever. And a lot of people are using these as certainly with tipping or other reasons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Directions have changed so much with our cell phones.
Oh, gosh.
The GPS that is in Google Maps, Waves, Apple Maps, there's a bunch of different options there. It does, I will say, though, I do think that everybody still should be able to know how to use a map, a regular old-school map.
It's a good thing to know how to use.
Great example, this weekend, we took separate cars coming back from camping, and Beth stopped working, trying to get out of Toma, which we're not very that familiar with. And so, yeah, exactly. Case in point, it's good to have if you have a paper map. Always have a backup, everybody, because there's also a chance it might not work.
Sometimes when a road has been reconstructed, GPS will let you know every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Continue on US 10 for another 1.2 miles.
Kitchen
Continue on US 10, 1.2 miles.
I'm just going to move on. I thought you were going to jump in. Kitchen timer, egg timer, as they are called in your back in the day and everything.
Back in the day.
Kitchen timer is on there as well.
Yeah, I use a timer on my phone quite a bit, actually. Mm.
And now this one, I think, is the most one that I think a lot of us, no matter what your age is, forget, a QR code reader.
Oh, yeah.
They posted a big explanation of what that means, but basically point your camera at those weird things, and they look like barcodes from the future, and you will be taken to a website that'll lead to oftentimes a menu from that restaurant or something like that.
Yeah. Now this, I gotta say, it bothers me. Mm-hmm. I like having a paper menu. Like a whatever, plastic, paper, whatever it is, at a restaurant. Because flipping through a menu website on my phone is so obnoxious. I can't compare and contrast things. I can't look at two pages at once.
It's obnoxious. I'm 100% with you on this. The first time that happened to me, my phone died in the middle of looking through the menu. They just looked at me blank. And when I asked the waitress, well, do you have a phone? Could I use yours or anything like that? She looked at me like I had insulted her. Like I had said something.
Like you just asked if you could hold her hand?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. I basically just had to, like, she ends up like going in back, coming out after like 10 minutes and giving me a paper menu.
To hunt for it.
I am so with you on this one. You and I also, Melissa, have gotten on our soapboxes before about getting less plastic in the world and some of these things. I don't believe that if every restaurant had a plastic menu that it would be the end of the free world. We have plastic for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's how we use or what we do when we're done with it.
Yeah.
And what we're doing with it when we're making plastics that we need to be focusing on more, I think.
And if it's a restaurant that changes their menu often, which not a lot of them do, especially around here, they can print it on paper. That's fine.
Yeah. Did you have some?
Paper's recyclable.
Quick note to the AARP people. Do you have to be 50 to join? Because these two are ready. just asking. Putting it out there.
I'm another thing.
I'm an old soul. I embrace that with delight.
I don't understand. What's going
on? I have
on?
All my teeth. I don't know about James.
Nope. Video camera. Fun fact, the phone shoots videos too.
Just make sure you know.
Just to make sure, everybody.
But also, you can't send very long videos through text, so don't try.
No, that doesn't work. No.
They're like 1 second.
Yeah. They also include a few tips that might be helpful to younger people. You can use your phone to measure things as well without a ruler. I've done that. There's apps for it as
yes,
well.
Yes, there are, yeah.
I don't trust that.
Oh, jeez.
I don't either because I usually got a closet Luddite here.
I don't know.
And it can translate foreign languages. That is pretty darn cool.
That is cool.
That is one of those things that more and more cell phones are leaning into when you are in another country and being able to just have your phone. It just translates it.
Probably doesn't get it perfect, but at least it's close.
Closer than you would be.
Than you trying.
Yeah, exactly. Like getting out your little dictionary, what does that mean? What does that mean?
I feel like we normalize this stuff way too much. That is so cool.
That is cool.
That is incredible.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
Wasn't there a sci-fi show or something like that where you put a device in your ear and you could understand every language in the universe or something?
Yeah, well, Star Trek had something similar to that.
They had a handheld translator.
Like a universal translator kind of thing, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool. And we're finally catching up to that technology.
The only thing is, our phone doesn't do the little zap electricity thing. And the top of it. I wish it did that. That would be cool.
That look kind
of
cool.
That'd be pretty cool. And of course, you can listen to the radio on your phone on Media app. Be sure to download the app, everybody.
Catch us everywhere.
It's all leading up to that. I love that. Yeah.
Yes.
Make sure you listen to us.
I did want to wrap up on this one because I find this quite interesting. Did you know that mom's kiss on a boo-boo is certainly the first and most foremost best way to heal a cut?
That's right.
But researchers say that they have developed a new bandage that can heal wounds 30 times faster.
Whoa. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It's using a water-powered electric field. They describe it as electrical stimulation. Okay. But there aren't any actual electronics in it. They're disposable bandages with electrodes on one side and a small biocompatible battery on the other that's activated by water. The best part is they're being described as inexpensive. Anyone would want wounds to heal faster, but the goal was to find relief for people with chronic wounds, which are slow to heal,
right.
If they heal at all,
right.
Like scores that occur in some diabetes patients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's too early to say when they might be available in stores. The scientists say that they're moving forward with additional testing that will get them closer to clinical trials and practical use that can help people.
Wow.
This has gotten better as far as I would say up to 10 years ago, we talk about something like this. It's going to be a while before we see it.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in finding silver linings, and I make nothing light about the pandemic. But if there are certain silver linings we can take from it, the medical industry realized we can not fast forward these things, mm-hmm. but we can move certain things around to speed up the timeline, mm-hmm. so we don't lose we don't have bad data, but we are also getting these things quicker to trial so they can get quicker onto the public.
Utilize research in multiple areas.
Right.
It's very cool to see. And if mm-hmm. talk about normalizing things, we really normalized that during the pandemic. Like we still to this day, I don't think appreciate nearly enough how quickly that we not only came up with this, it's not a cure, but is something that helps COVID, mm-hmm. but also got it out there as fast as we did.
Right.
It's an insult to the medical field and to our nurses, our doctors, our people in our health department to not appreciate this, mm-hmm. let alone throwing around, that it didn't, does this. And there's little things in there that are going to follow you around and all this stuff and everything.
No, they're not.
No.
Vaccines are safe.
Vaccines are safe. Please, please be informed, everybody. I think it's going to be quite. With all that being said, we also have to remember too. We live in America, so the first thing that a lot of people in the medical pharmaceutical companies think of is money. So if this can make money, it is going to get out there that much faster. But it will not get out there before the trials happen.
Right.
So this is the mixed bag we live in this country.
Exactly.
Where, yes, we have great doctors. Some of the greatest doctors in the world live in this country, and some of the greatest researchers do. And at the same time, we got some of the greediest people in the world.
Insurance companies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag.
Very much so.
That's our country, and that's where we're at.
I hope with these specifically, they don't become like the standard. It seems like an awful lot of waste.
Yeah.
I would say this is for those people. They were talking about the chronic wounds and stuff that help them heal faster.
Or elderly people who they don't heal as quickly.
Exactly. Let's keep it for the people who really need it.
Yes.
And I feel like that's probably the way that it's going to be.
I hope so.
Once they're out and about, I do think that like 5 years after that, you might see these more sold in it's department
as an
stores
option.
And everything, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't make everything antibacterial.
Yeah.
Please.
Right.
Okay. Let's just have some regular soap.
We can learn a lesson from this whole Ozempic thing that's going on still right now, which is very disheartening. But anyway.
Yeah. I tried it. Didn't work.
Because you need to lose weight.
We'll be back with more.
That's a secret.
On the morning show.